AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on strained relations between the U.S. and NATO.
President Trump is casting doubt about NATO's solidarity. The president suggested again the U.S. might abandon its commitments to NATO if member countries don't meet defense spending targets. He's also worried about the possibility the U.S. may need help from NATO.
And we called him. We said, we got a problem, France. We got a problem, couple of others I won't mention. Do you think they're going to come and protect us? They're supposed to. I'm not so sure.
This comes at a time of heightened concern in the West over Trump's cozy relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin, who has long seen NATO as a threat.
Trump, notamment à Washington.
French President Emmanuel Macron says we are loyal and faithful allies, expressing respect and friendship toward U.S. leaders. He added, I think we're entitled to expect the same. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Department of Homeland Security says it's ending the collective bargaining agreement with tens of thousands of frontline employees at the Transportation Security Administration. The department says poor performers were being allowed to stay on the job and that the agreement was hindering the ability of the organization to, quote, safeguard our transportation systems and keep Americans safe. The Labor Department says U.S. employers added 151,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate ticked up to 4.1%. Elon Musk is telling Republican lawmakers he's not to blame for the firings of thousands of federal workers as he pushes to downsize the government. He's saying in private meetings this week that those decisions are left to federal agencies. Trump says he's instructed department secretaries to work with DOGE about which workers will stay or go. This is AP News. A private lunar lander is no longer working after landing sideways in a crater near the moon's south pole. Officials say its mission is over. The news came less than 24 hours after the botched landing attempt by Intuitive Machines. Speaking during a live broadcast, mission director and co-founder Tim Crane tells his crew to figure out what happened to the machine.
Keep working the problem. We're shedding power as fast as we can to keep the vehicle in good health. We are generating power. We are communicating through our telemetry radio, and we are working to evaluate exactly what our orientation is on the surface.
The company says the lander missed its mark by more than 800 feet and ended up in a frigid crater. ESPN commentator Stephen A. Smith isn't going anywhere. A source tells the Associated Press Smith has agreed to a five-year contract extension worth at least $100 million. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.